Thank you. And go Bears.
Well, we have a lot of people to thank today. Much appreciated on all counts. We thank, in no specific order, Paul Charchian, Matt Bowen, Bucky Brooks, Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Kevin Lapka, Connor O'Donnell, Ryan Porth, Mitch Rosen, the entire SCORE promotional team for everything that they've done to set things up and monitor everything. Big thanks to Prue for having us here. Big thanks to Circa Sports Illinois for their partnership and for being out here and a part of things today. Thanks to Mother Nature for just a glorious day. What did you say, San Diego?
Room temperature outside, just the way I like it.
I mean, this is more pleasant than the studio, which is usually freezing. just perfect. And, well, this. Who else do I thank? Is that it? Is that everybody?
I think you
Are
got
we
everybody.
Good?
I looked down
Did
my
I miss
list.
Anybody? I would feel terrible if I missed anybody. SCORE Afternoons takes over now. Matt Spiegel and Ruthie Polinsky. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello, hello, hello.
Gorgeous day.
It is lovely out here. We've gotten, like, some bonus September awesomeness. I judge it by being able to wear shirt sleeves as I bike to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The longer I can do that, then the better off we all are as a people.
Oh, you got another month of that.
You think so?
Yeah.
In shirt sleaves?
Yeah.
I don't know, Marshall. I get
mid-October.
What would be the cutoff for you to put the long sleeves on?
65.
Oh, you're soft. Oh, my bad. Okay. I thought he was going to say like 60.
I thought the end of shirt sleeve weather was like the start of car fridge weather.
It's a good question. Well, the wind. See, I'm adding wind. When you're going at the incredible speeds that I am, Marshall, I'm dealing with a lot of a lot of friction.
I'm not a bike rider as of late. It's been like a month since I rode one of the little divvy bikes.
Yeah.
But I don't own a bike, so I understand that. I was on the lakefront with the divvy bike. I was like, yo, it gets kind of colder when you're moving a little faster.
That's the whole thing.
It's like, maybe I shouldn't be so slow when I'm running.
It is. I mean, riding my bike through this city has become one of, like, the true joys of my life.
I love that.
It's a nice city that we live in.
I can picture you riding on the lakefront.
Yeah.
And it's, when I'm back in Chicago, I feel, you
See?
Know, that's like the Chicago theme song right now.
Ruthie's got
Is
jobs.
This the encore after Da Bears?
You heard that yesterday.
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Every day it's going to be
Listen,
a little more.
Yeah.
I'm very talented. No,
That's exactly
choreographer
right.
of a show choir I just learned. I learn new things every day.
See?
And so I'm just putting it. I really enjoyed listening to you guys. I was walking from my place in, you know, I live near you.
Yes.
Printer's Row to Lincoln Park. I walked all the way to Lincoln Park.
Damn, look at
to
you.
Parsons, like some chicken place. And
I love Parsons.
Okay, I'd never been there, and this girl was like, you got to come check it out. I was like, okay, so I just walked. She's like, you're walking? I was like, it's 4 miles. It's fine. Like, it's
love that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Get a little exercise.
I can't hang for the 4 mile
walk.
We
walked 4 miles the other day on the 606, which I just love.
That's an outstanding thing. It's the old train line that they've turned into a long walking path all over the north side.
And let me bring a guy I saw on the 606. I was going to bring this up to you. Big, strong guy, but not like bulky, not muscle-bound like just a big, strong man, probably 50 or around 50.
Oh, so it was Mercedes Lewis. you're about to do it?
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking
He's
about
carrying,
it, right?
I
know,
so
I got
this
you.
Guy's carrying, I noticed. Essentially, picture a kettlebell without the handle.
What?
It's just a piece of iron. It's like a ball of iron with flat sides, a flat top and bottom.
Did you walk into a World's Strongest Man competition?
So
one of the greatest television events of my youth.
I'm with my daughter, and we're walking and talking. The guy walked by, and I did a double take. I'm like, was that guy carrying a giant ball of iron? And he was moving it from shoulder to shoulder, and then cradling it and walking.
Sure he was.
So
it
then,
was Mercedes
as we turn back, we see him again.
You got to ask.
I did. Yeah. So I said, sir, excuse me, and pardon me for asking, are you training for something?
Love it.
And he said, no. What I said, well, like, I thought maybe you're like a first responder or you're in some kind of contest. And he said, no, this is how I exercise. And it's 65 pounds.
Yeah, so like a farmer's walk, but with it.
65
pounds. And you're
pounds.
Rotating where
yes,
it is.
Yes, and he said, this is what I do. And he said, I'm only doing 2.5 hours today. He said,
no. 2.5 hours?
He said, most days I do 5 or 6.
Does the man have a job?
I didn't ask. Oh, no, he said he was house sitting and pet sitting for
someone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good job.
But he was
that's
super nice. And he's like, do you want to try to pick it up? And I said, sure, I'd love to try to pick up a 65-pound piece of pig iron.
You can definitely pick it up.
Sure. I mean, you, as long as you know, big muscle, knees. And
But no handle.
But it had no handle. And he just, like,
picks it up like it's a Nerf ball,
yeah.
and he's walking around with it.
Some of these weird, like old world strength exercises, that is entertaining as hell. But Marshall, you and I both had that reaction. If dude is house sitting and pet sitting,
so
there's either independent wealth or just a lower standard of life.
One of the sneakiest, best jobs, if you can get into it, is house sitting and pet sitting. People pay thousands of dollars over a week for you to just come watch their house and watch it while
sure.
they're vacationing in much nicer places.
Right.
And their place is nice to begin with.
How do you find these
so
jobs?
I was like, how do you find
where
them?
Where does one apply?
It's kind of a...
It's an underground cartel?
Yeah, it's... I mean, you say that like jokingly,
I'm
but...
I'm not!
It's kind
you,
of...
Why would you tell anybody about those jobs?
Think about the high reference you would need to
right.
be able to have the access to someone's home.
Yeah.
It's like background checks.
Yeah, background checks, and then word of mouth. Like, you got to have like three or four people who vouch for you. Like,
sure.
yeah, that person can be trusted. And then you're making easy, you know, $250,000 plus... To
what?
Go do this,
man,
a year.
Yeah, that's something. Well, look, it's a big day this afternoon on this show. A couple things are happening. One is this, that Mark Grody has furthered our conversation about pure progression passing.
Awesome. Okay.
By asking Shane Waldron about it today. And Shane Waldron gave an incredible answer.
Great answer.
About it today. So when we're done with transition, we will lead off with that, with furthering what has become kind of a station-wide discourse and conversation on quarterback teaching. And we're a city and a fandom that can speak on this from having watched Mitch learn and fail, having watched Justin learn and fail, and now having watched Caleb start to learn.
Hopefully fail has stopped with the last.
So Kurt Warner talked about it with us on Monday, then Tim Jenkins talked about it with you guys on Tuesday, and we asked Grody to follow up, and he did, and we got a great answer from Shane Waldron.
When are we going to hear that?
Right after transition.
Okay,
it'll be our lead. We'll be that, because it's tied into what may or may not change for the Bears this week.
So it gets back to the original discussion of the extent to which you want to simplify for a young
correct.
Quarterback and the extent to which you want to feed a special talent all it can digest.
And which I feel like we've been talking about forever.
But not with not with somebody like this.
Not with a guy who might be able to do everything eventually. How fast do you want him to do everything? That kind of thing.
And it also ties into the struggle we've had here as of late, where can the offensive coordinator shift his philosophy to fit what the quarterback is good at?
Yes, yes. And so we will find that some answers about that during the course of the year, but we'll find out some verbal answers about it today. So that's one thing. The other thing that's happening is that the aforementioned Mercedes Lewis, a shared favorite of both mine and Ruthie Polinsky, the big dog.
Big dog.
You remembered yesterday that you have a deeper emotional connection to calling him that. Why?
Well, I always loved the nickname Big Dog because when I was born, I was gifted by the nurse in the delivery room, who my dad worked with at the time, a stuffed animal that I've forever called Big Dog.
Oh.
There he is. We brought him, our co-host, this evening.
If you're watching,
afternoon.
That's the original. Is it the original?
This is the original Big Dog. So there's a whole story that I told yesterday. But basically, when I started walking, I brought Big Dog everywhere. When I started walking, I was dragging Big Dog on the floor. So my mom got me the exact same version of this stuffed animal, but smaller. It's like, and so I had Big Dog and Little Dog.
Travel version.
Yeah.
Little dog.
It's like the miniature chess and checkers set. That you take on road
a little
trips.
Scrabble.
Yeah, little, has a little Scrabble.
Little dog. Yep.
Little dog
is living his best life because he was
we don't know for
swooped
sure.
away in the sheets when we were on family vacation in
Wait,
Disney World.
What? You lost little dog.
The little dog's gone, but I got big dog.
Marshall,
he's the OG.
Marshall,
this is the OG.
The cleaning crew at Disney World took little dog in the sheets, and I think that he went for an adventure on a theme park-esque ride through the washer and the tumble dry,
right.
and then was given to another little girl and began another
this is
chapter.
Like Toy Story.
Right.
But I also love Mercedes Lewis for a lot of other reasons.
The texters think that little dog was sold for $75 in a Disney gift shop.
Well, I mean, Jason had Blue Bear, and Blue Bear was like, you know, they think it's like the head of an animal and the rest is a blanket? I don't know what they call it. It's,
Yeah.
He couldn't say Blue Bear, so he had Bibu, and he always had Bibu, and we eventually had to get three different Bibus because he couldn't be without it. So we're like, look, order more of these. But he knew which was which at a very young
really?
Age. He'd be like, not that Bibu. I want this Bibu. I want
it.
Real Bibu.
Home beef and road beef.
But this
is straight out of Toy Story 3.
And Bibu is with him at college.
Bibu was with him at college.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a thing. Ruthie admitted that there was a point in her life when she stopped sleeping with Big Dog, not Mercedes Lewis. vocalist, to be clear.
Wow.
To
be clear.
Come on.
I just want to be, I'm just
it's
trying
always,
to be clear.
It's always one level too much.
Well, no, a married just, woman.
Yeah, okay. No. I'm just keeping it real. So, but this big dog, you stopped sleeping with big dog. How old were you think?
You're going to embarrass me on
no,
stage.
Tell, no, tell us.
I mean, I've had Big Dog at every stop of my career, and I've lived all over the country into my adulthood, and Big Dog has been, we've been through it, you know?
Big Dog
I think
is,
when I yeah. started dating my current husband, who, you know.
That's when Big Dog finally got
it
the
it was time for Big Dog to okay. go to the guest room.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's it.
Traumatic for Big Dog.
Yeah,
one would assume.
He understood. He understood because,
you, did?
You know, he my husband was the one, and he knew before I knew, probably. You
oh,
know?
Big Dog so, knew.
He knew.
That makes
I had
sense.
A stamp of
dogs
approval.
Dogs always know. I don't know if you know that.
They do, right? Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting to know Big Dog today. No,
but before one last note, I want to say that we also, I brought back something I heard on your show, the two of you, when you were talking, when Matt Eberflus was talking about Gary Pinkle.
Oh, yeah, and, that was from last week.
And I remembered it because when Bucky Brooks was talking, we were talking about player rotation and how you want your stars on the field all the time, but you also want your stars healthy and rested. How do you balance it? And he talked about the secondary value of play the young guys, and something triggered that I remembered. It was Eberflus said Gary Pinkle told him that you'll never regret playing young players. And that was part of why that's your future. And he mentioned quarterback contracts coming up and changing the calculus everywhere. And the only way to build value is by playing those guys. So
it's interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, good. Yes. I mean, that's the stuff that can make this place really hum and always has in my mind. Like when a conversation starts on one show, it continues on another. And then when it gets to the front lines of the beat writers, you know, like and it gets to the people themselves. It's always kind of an exciting moment.
Yeah,
it's and a wave that has crashed down on all of us.
Yes. Oh, that's deep.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah.
How you been, man? It's good to see you.
It's always good to see you, Matt.
Yeah, right. Still going to the movies? Still taking yourself to the movies?
They shut down my movie theater.
What? No. Which one? This one here?
No. So I live.
Oh, the one I know. Yeah, that was my movie theater
too. They said on a Saturday tomorrow's the last day.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Roosevelt Collection.
That's gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
They told us on a Saturday it was getting shut down. You don't understand. I can walk there in 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what's sucks. Interesting is like the movie theater is the purported hub of the shopping mall, right?
So you're wondering what's going to happen to everything else?
Wait, yeah, that model of industrialization is crumbling.
I know. Now it's going to be a pickleball center.
Sure, something like that.
They just built new pickleball courts right there on Roosevelt.
Yes.
Like they shut down the tennis, and they're like, oh, we're just going to build pickleball courts instead.
Yeah, man.
Better inside than outside.
Well, but it is beautiful to be out here.
Gorgeous
at
day.
The Prue. Thank you so much to the Prue for having us here. You can go to the website, theprulife.com, the Instagram. I didn't know they had an IG. Look at that. They're just sprucing themselves up for the gram. The Prue Life on Instagram. I was thinking, we were at this place in Ireland, and it was this... off the cliffs of Ireland. It wasn't the cliffs of Moher. It was the other side. I forget. It's these weird stones that go up, that come up out of the water, and they form this crazy mosaic. I forget what it's called. The textures will have it in a matter of moments, I'm sure. But it's this intense rock formation that could not exist anywhere in the world. It does there. It's completely unique. But I always remember, like, there was this Jamaican family next to us, and the kid started running out with his phone, running deep into the water, and his dad said, "Don't kill yourself for the gram. Don't go killing yourself for the gram." And now
good
I just
advice.
Oh, it's good advice. Because people have literally died and fallen off the cliffs
trying to get that perfect selfie.
Yeah. That perfect picture.
For sure.
And before we go.
Is it Giants Causeway, right?
Giants Causeway?
Giants Causeway.
Ruthie, I got a scouting report on your Peloton superstar.
Cody Rigsby.
I asked about Cody Rigsby.
I was dying when
so you knew?
Yeah, yes.
So
I asked Cody, if you're watching.
I asked somebody who would know because we were talking about sort of being starstruck before, and you mentioned, and I said to this experienced Peloton rider, I said, "Do you know the name?" And they said, "Yeah, of course." And I said, "Are you a fan?" And they said, "Well, let me put it this way: the continuum of Peloton instructor style goes from cheerleader on one end to drill sergeant on the other
100%.
Some people prefer more toward cheerleader, and some people much prefer more toward drill sergeant. This particular scout is much more drill sergeant-y. So said that Cody Rigsby would be more cheerleader-y.
100%.
Okay.
I would like to say, though, to give myself a little Peloton cred here, I like a wide variety of those. Like, some days
I'm not debating.
Other days, I want to get my ass kicked.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the scouting.
But the frankness.
Fair scouting report.
Right? And sometimes you need a little bit of both.
Yeah.
That's same with my therapist, by the way. Same exact thing.
Some would say same with my ex-girlfriend. That's why she's my ex.
The woman with a cat of nine tails is technically not a therapist. I mean, it's a loose definition.
It is 670 to score. They have been the Bernstein and Holmes show. Marshall Harrison for Lawrence.
Oh, I got excited because I thought it was legal ID time.
Oh, no, man. We missed
okay.
that.
Okay, my bad.
I missed it today. I put my trust, as always, in Studs and Tanny and Ray and Shane. The afternoon show coming up, Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky. We've got a lot to do today. Dave Wanstead will be swinging by here with us outside. Jared Payton on the show today. Mark Grody on the show today. I have Cubs anger at a specific person. It was raging last night. It rages more today. We'll get to that. And the Shane Waldron furthering of the quarterback conversation is where we will start. You're listening to 670 The Score.